Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Tango, this is K04 LAP. How are you?
04 Lima Alpha Papa, is that right?
Kilo Oscar 4 Lima Alpha Papa. Yep, it's Brian in Greenville.
Kilo Oscar 4 Lima Papa Alpha. Okay, Brian. Yeah, the name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango, and I'm over here near Spartanburg. Actually, I'm in what's considered Duncan, South Carolina, right this minute.
I know Duncan well. We go out there often. It's what are you doing?
Just leaving the Publix grocery store here. Had to run and pick up a couple items after church. Now I'm headed back home.
Smart ourselves, turn on the radio to see who is out there, and there you were.
You get on occasionally, and I'll, still only 34 degrees. What, it's been all night long, and now it looks like it's going to be that just about all day, and wet. Yucky weather.
Yeah, actually, while we were at Walmart, we were buying a space heater. Got some gentlemen coming over tonight, and I don't want them to freeze to death. We'll be out on an enclosed porch, and the only way to survive is going to be with some heat.
That's true. Well, I got a front and a back porch, and neither one is enclosed. I'm hoping to have some work done later this year and enclose the back porch and put a regular roof on it and take the roll-up awning I've got on it now down. Not sure what I'll do with that, but it's still good and everything else. So, anyway, but, yeah, just headed back home and go home and get changed out of the dressier clothes and get comfortable and figure out what I'm going to do for lunch today.
The enclosed porch was a COVID project. I was sitting out there working because we were working from home, and I got to thinking it sure would be nice if I didn't have all these bugs and dust around. And it's great in three seasons of the year, but in the winter it kind of suffers.
Mine has a porch like that that's screened in. And what they did is they built him some panels that were had plastic on them, and then he just screwed the panels in place inside the screens every year at wintertime, and it would be fairly comfortable out on his porch, believe it or not. But I'm not a carpenter, so you don't want me trying to build things. I try not to take on things that I know are beyond my capabilities.
Up dark flow, that's for sure. Okay, so, yeah, we're doing church later today. Go at night on the last chance Catholic Mass over at OLR.
All right, well, I got a little historic little Presbyterian church that's been around since, 1767, something like that. We've been here longer than the U.S. has, so. Anyway, and we have a morning service. We've been doing it online, but starting next week we'll be back to regular. But our handbell director was playing handbells today, and I kind of do all the setups for her and everything. So I was there to set up and then take it all down and put it all back where it belongs. And also I play in the handbell choir when we get back to doing that. So looking forward to that. But I sing in the choir at church, and I'll be back in there next Sunday and sing it, sitting in the choir. I just don't have enough breath back yet to start sitting in the choir to sing all the songs we do there. So it's what it is, you know.
Yeah, it's the church sounds real nice, being historic and all that. We might have to go check that out if it's, you know, historic like that. We've been breaking our services into kind of older people, younger people by choice. We have some where Mass are required and people over 70 get priority and things like that. And the younger people can go to some of the other Mass, and they don't force you to wear a mask, but they encourage it, that kind of thing. And that's worked out pretty well. We've been limiting the attendance using online signups and stuff, but it's really nice to at least once a week get out among people and you know, see people instead of being holed up in the house all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we require masks, and we have the pews set up for social distancing. And we, you know, like I said, Nazareth Presbyterian Church is over here on Nazareth Church Road off of Reedville Road. So we are pretty historic. We've got some graves that go back way, 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 way back. And our church building was built many, many, many years ago, so it's on the National Presbyterian Historical Registry site. So, and you know, and a lot, we've been here for a lot of years and done a lot of things. And like I said, we do social distancing in the choir. We only have about six or seven of us that sing, and I've been singing on a regular basis. And I had to lay out because I turned out back in end of September, first of October. I lost my gallbladder while I was down in Florida, so that didn't help with your breathing and singing. And then back on the 8th of January, I was diagnosed with COVID. So that right there took me out for about 5 weeks, and cleared that, and then ended up with one heck of a head cold, and I'm finally clearing that up, so I'm now getting back to where I can breathe and possibly start singing again, you know? W2 T-Mobile.
Time. That COVID, it seems to grab some people pretty hard and spin them around and beat them up and stuff. Sounds like you had it, you know, you're kind of miserable, but maybe you stayed out of the hospital. That's good. I envy those people that get it, don't know they have it. That's the kind I want if I ever get this thing, for sure.
Possible that I had it early on and didn't know it either, but I knew it. I started the Wednesday before, about the 6th, I got the headaches and the high temperature and everything else, and I wasn't feeling worth a flip and all, but I went to the doctor's office on Friday, and they tested me and said, yep, you come up positive, and sent me home to do what I'm supposed to do. And at my age, when you're almost 74 years old and you're a cancer survivor, you do have to be kind of careful what you do.
Well, I'm glad you were careful, and I'm glad you feel better and you made it through that whole thing. It's killed a bunch of people, and it's been rough on some, but you know, even with your background, you made it. So congratulations on that.
Even though they're giving the virus the shots over here, I can't go get it until I've been 30 days past my quarantine period. So that's the, if you've had it within 30 days, they won't let you get it until you're beyond 30 days for that period. So somewhere around the end of February, I'll hopefully have an appointment and get my first shot and get it done and all. But it's what it is and all. Well, Brian, good to talk to you. I'm about back over here to the house. I want to get inside and get into some comfortable clothes, my jeans and my slip-on shoes that are a little more comfortable, and fix me up something for lunch here. And I'm probably going to fix me a pan of manwich, and I'll bought some nice brioche buns to have it on, so I think I'll try that. Anyway, good to talk to you. Good to meet you. Hopefully we'll catch you around some more. And you have a good one. Talk to you later. 73's W2T.
Bless you. It sounds like a great Sunday planned. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. This is KO4 LAP. I'm out. Thanks.
Where are you?